If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Isaiah 54, 1-3. I want to talk about enlarging your tent. Enlarging your tent. I think it works very well with this morning and has seen our group of people here today as well. So we're going to believe for that. I'm going to read, first of all, from the New International Version, and then I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. So Isaiah 54, 1-3, you'll see it on the screen there, I think. And So it says, "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her own who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent." And this is the key verse. "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will dispossess the nations and settle in their desolate cities, thus saith the Lord." Then same verse, just bringing it in the New Living Translation. So just since we're not used to the tense, to use it in the sense of a house. So it says, "Sing, O childless woman, you who have never given birth. Break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem. You have never been in labor. For the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband, says the Lord. Enlarge your house. Build an addition. Spread out your home and spare no expense. For you'll soon be bursting at the seams, and your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities." Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I pray that, Lord, there'd be a stirring inside each one of us, that as those words, Lord, get applied to us, that, Lord, that we really will let that sink in, and that will indeed stir our hearts here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to share with you about enlarging your tent, enlarging your house, enlarging your capacity to be a part of what God is doing in this day. As we look at this text, it speaks of Israel returning from exile, and God was wanting to encourage them to believe for better things. Their exile was hard. People died. Families were separated. Their population dwindled, and the group coming back was very small in comparison to what they were before. And so that left them discouraged, with little hope for the future, even lamenting over how it used to be. And many felt that God had abandoned them and that the promises of God were forfeited and lost. And so God was reminding them that I have not left you. I have not divorced you. They have not missed the promises of God. And yes, they did experience a separation, an exile, a delay in their fulfillment. But God was reassuring them once again that they would experience and see the blessings of God, and that their future glory would be greater than their past glory. And interestingly, as you read that, we see that same passage is referred to in Galatians chapter 4, and the Apostle Paul is referring this passage to the church, as speaking to the church as well as speaking to the Israelites at that time, and that there's a need to enlarge their tent for what God has in store. I was kind of reading an interesting story this week. I've been reading the story of Maria Woodworth Eder, and she's from the United States, and in the late 1800s, early 1900s, she was an evangelist with unbelievable results, and quite interesting reading her story. It's a very thick book. I'm only about 100 pages in there, but I was reading this story about a tent, and they had bought a tent. Believe they were to go to Oakland, California, and set up this tent in this large field where they got permission to do so, and they started to have some meetings. And the meeting started out, first night was 23 people. And then as the night went on and people start getting healed, people start getting saved, suddenly that crowd grew to over 1,000 people. And then as the Christians in that area started realizing that God was doing something great, they said, "We need a bigger tent." And very interestingly, they had a tent built while there was a revival on. And to think, like today, if you ordered a tent, they ordered a tent for 8,000 people, which happened to be the largest tent at that time ever made. And it was made basically in short weeks. And it was there for the crusade. And so that crusade went from 23 to 1,000 to 8,000. And then as it continued on, soon they're finding there was another 10,000 people outside of the camp and outside of the tent that couldn't get inside. And so enlarge your tent. There's something about to happen, something that takes place. You know, as we look at church life, you know, sometimes in church life we go through seasons. And some seasons are good and some seasons are not so good. Sometimes we go through seasons of lack. Sometimes churches go through seasons of decline. Sometimes seasons of discouragement. Sometimes seasons where we lament over the years that have gone by and wonder if we'll ever see those promised blessings happen again. And so we plan for what we think will happen. And often the Bible tells us our thinking is too small. And that was kind of what was taking place at that crusade in Oakland, California, where they were thinking, we got a tent that's large enough. And when they saw originally just a few people, but suddenly kept growing till there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And we need to remember that God is faithful to his promises. God does not forget what he says he will do and more. And I really feel the Lord is saying to us that we need to think bigger. You know, there have been many prophetic words over our church and over this area. And to be honest with you, probably the most prophetic words I've ever heard in my lifetime, but also just even over one area of what has been said here. And some of those things have come to pass and some have not. And maybe you may be feeling like the Israelites this morning that returning from exile, that you're beginning to think back and wondering, have we missed it or have they been false words? Is God going to do something in the next generation or are we going to be part of what God is going to do? And I think we need to remind ourselves that God is faithful. He will do what he says he will do. I also want to encourage you to remember your dreams, your impressions, those sensations that you felt by the Spirit of God, and how that you've been sensing that God has something more, something bigger for us. And, you know, waiting and that delay sometimes can rob us of that hope or that joy or make us begin to doubt, you know, is this going to happen or not? Was this just a dream or was this a vision from God? And so maybe you're feeling a little bit that way. But I know as well that there's many here in the church that are still sensing, still feeling that God has something big planned for this church and planned for this area. And I want to encourage you, keep that dream alive. You know, keep thinking bigger. I've not given up on that dream. That's why I'm still here, actually, is because I believe that God still has something greater for this church and for this area. And, you know, God is doing some pretty interesting things. There's things happening throughout the week. You don't always get to see them. Or, you know, if your schedule is that you can't be in church all the time, if you can't be at the Bible studies all the time, there are things that are taking place every week that are quite amazing. And they're showing signs that there's something about to break open. So some things are happening right here in your own church. And I encourage you, come out to church just like you've been doing this summer. I think this has been our best summer in ages where we really had good attendance throughout the whole summertime. But I believe that God is calling us to enlarge our tents, you know, personally, corporately, to get ready for what God is going to do, is doing, and is going to do. Some week back, during our family camp that we had at Moose Lake, one of those services, I really felt these words that I have read to you being expressed to me, and I just kind of felt the Lord saying, enlarge your tent. Those words came to me. It wasn't part of the message. It just came to me in that service, in that atmosphere where God speaks. And that's one of the blessings, you know, we wonder about church sometimes. Church is an atmosphere where you can hear from God. Even if it's not part of the message, even if it's not part of the singing, You're in an atmosphere where God is speaking, and you can hear the Lord speak to you and give you encouraging words, such as what I received at that meeting. And I just felt, you know what? Past is past. The future is bright. Great possibilities, fulfillments of promises that God, has for us. And as I heard that word, I knew, first and foremost, I'm to apply that word to myself. And that's something you need to remember, that when you get a word from heaven, always apply it first to yourself. Sometimes we like to take words and, you folks over here, you need to do this. God is speaking something to you, and even if it's for a congregation, it's always first and foremost you need to apply to yourself. And so I knew that I need to apply that to myself. First and foremost, enlarge your tent, enlarge your house, enlarge your capacity so you can experience more of what God is wanting to do in your life. And so I want to share about that, of what I believe that God is kind of speaking to us, even as a congregation here this morning. And I trust that you're sensing, as we go through this message, that there will be a stirring inside of you, that's what God is saying to you as well. It's time to enlarge your tent, enlarge your house, enlarge your capacity to experience more of what God is wanting to do in you and through you. So first of all, it's a call to enlarge one experience with God. And so, you know, again, it starts with ourselves. We need to apply that not to a whole congregation at first. We need to apply it to ourselves as individuals. And I believe that God is encouraging us to enlarge our tent, to enlarge our house, which involves a call to deepen and enlarge our personal experience with God, to go deeper with God, to get to know God better, to experience more from God, to make room, a greater capacity in our lives for more of God and to do more of the work of the Lord in our lives and for other people. You know, there's always room for growth in all of our lives. And so it should be our desire to continue to grow in Christ. And that doesn't matter, you know, if you're just a young person here today or whether you're an elderly person here today, God still has things he desires to do in all of us, no matter what our age might be. God has more for all of us. And that's something we really need to get inside of us, that God has more for me. God has more for you. God is wanting to do greater things in your life. And that, you know, there's not a place where we reach, say, I've attained this. You know, I've done this. No, there's always more with God. So God has more. And that really should be our norm of our life, of our Christian lives, to be expecting God to continue to keep moving in our lives throughout our whole life. And, you know, sometimes I think we need to be careful of becoming comfortable where we're at in our spiritual walk, where sometimes we can lose that desire to experience more. I remember listening to a story of a person that was kind of falling away from church. And they were kind of believing a lie that, you know, I've done enough for God, this is good enough, I don't need to do anymore. And they counted their hours. If I'm thinking like, if a person literally could count their hours that they spent doing things for God. Well, anyway, supposedly they counted their hours and they found that it was just this tremendous amount of hours that they had committed to God. And they kind of reached that place and said, you know, I've done enough. I don't need to do anymore. I've done enough. And I was thinking to myself, how sad. How sad that is. You never reach the place because there's always more that you can do and that God wants to do in your life. So don't go to that place where you get satisfied in your Christian walk. Say, you know, I'm good. I'm good. You know, I don't need to, you know, go to get closer to God anymore. You know, I don't really even need church. Just as long as I go once in a while or whatever, you know, that's good. No, we really need to be seeking the Lord. God has more for each and every one. He wants to see us pursuing him and to pursue our faith, get strong in the faith, get rooted in our faith, built up in our faith. So I really believe the Lord is saying enlarge your capacity for more. Colossians 2, 6 to 7, it says, now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. You don't stop, you continue. Let your roots grow down in him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. The Apostle Peter puts it this way. He says, rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we're to do. We're to keep growing. You don't stop growing with God. Keep enlarging your capacity to experience more of God. Keep deepening your experience with God, strengthening yourself in the faith. So enlarge your tent, enlarge your spiritual house, as God has more for you to discover and more for you to experience. And I really believe that's a word for us right now, even for the not just this church, but other churches as well, to look at ourselves and see where we're at spiritually and to see, do we have that desire for more? Do we want to know more about God? Are we wanting to increase that capacity to know Him? Because that's what He is desiring to see in all of us. And so I really believe there's a fresh call today that it's time. It's time to enlarge our capacity to experience more of the Lord and whatever He's wanting to do in our lives, whatever it takes, whatever it involves, to be avail ourselves and say, yes, Lord, here am I. Use me. I want to get closer to you. I want to experience more of you. As I've been reading these books on revival of late, as I get through this one, I have one more, and it's on revivals in Canada. But as I read those stories, I think, man, the anointing these people had, the power of God that was demonstrated, man, I need to get deeper with God to expect those things that I'm seeing there in those revivals of yesterday. And God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm believing for something new and fresh to come in this, in our society, in our nation, very, very soon. But so God's wanting to do more, but He's looking to us to see if we really want more. You can't experience more if you're not wanting more. It's just simply the way it works. If you want to enlarge that capacity, you have to work at it and open up yourself and do things differently that we might deepen that experience with our God. And then secondly, enlarging our tent is a call to enlarge our capacity for others. See, there's more people that are going to be coming into the kingdom. And we as believers need to be open to enlarge our circle of friends and who we fellowship with. You know, I've really found, and you'll see this, pretty much every business talks about this as well, but I've found with COVID that many people got content with fellowshipping with just a short or a very small group of people. Sometimes it was just family. Sometimes it was just a few select people. And the sad part is, I see a lot of people, they've stayed that way. They didn't go back to like it used to be. They didn't go back to opening up their homes and opening up their lives to a lot of other people. And if we're expecting a harvest, then we need to open up our circle to make it a bigger circle. Because there is a harvest that is coming, and it is big. And so if we don't do that, if we don't open up that circle, I believe that many will be lost. And we don't want to see that. So God is saying, it's time to enlarge your capacity to be in relationship with more people. You know, there's a lot of people today, and I hear it all the time. They're lonely. They're hurting. They're discouraged. They have no friends, and they're in need of fellowship. And as Christian people, we need to be ready to respond to that. May a new burden, a passion arise in all of us to be more relational and open to include more people in our circle of fellowship, in our circles of influence. And I realize that might stretch us, may even be out of our comfort zone. It may involve getting over some failures of the past or failed relationships of the past, but the need for is great for people needing friendship, people needing relationships, and is going to get greater. And we need to be ready as a church and as people to respond to that. And if we want to see a move of God, we want to see a harvest of people coming to faith in Christ, then it really is time to open up a larger circle of relationships again. Open the doors of hospitality again. Invite people into your homes. Meet with people at certain places. Be part of social gatherings and be open to new relationships with new people. And I understand we're all busy. We all have our things to do, and you know, we're all trying to enjoy life out there as well. But sometimes we can get a little bit too comfortable, and we need to get back to that place where we pursue relationships with other people, that where we make time for other people, because God is sending you new people, and you need to be ready to welcome them. I don't know if you've even noticed, even in your own congregation this past summer, our attendance has been very, very good, and thank you for coming to church. There's also been a lot of new people, sometimes up to 20 people a service that are brand new. And so we have a job to do. We need to be welcoming them. We need to be inviting them, say, come and be a part of us. We need you. We want you. We want to experience all that God has for us. And obviously, God is drawing. He's drawing in new people. He's drawing in people to be a part of this last day harvest. So God's saying it's time for the people of God to make time for new people and to welcome them. Enlarge your tent. Make more room for people in your life where you can encourage and build them up and encourage them and strengthen them. And of course, as you do that, funny thing happens, you strengthen yourself as well. And we really should need a fresh call in this, because the Bible tells us, you know, what does it say? Second greatest commandment, love your neighbors as yourselves. Then as you read through the New Testament, constantly being encouraged with relationships with people, it says, be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone will see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Bible goes on, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage each other. Build each other up, just as you're already doing. We need to continue to do that, building and encouraging one another up. We all need those kinds of relationships. And whether we're comfortable in doing that or not, you know what? God is calling us to enlarge our circle of fellowship and to open ourselves to new relationships, because he's bringing new people into your life, and we need to be ready to receive them. And then thirdly, this enlarging of our tent is a call to enlarge the capacity and ministry of our churches. There's a harvest that is coming, and it's starting already, where people are returning to the faith, where people are now looking to God. And that's a good thing. And as you've noticed, as already said, there's new people every week here in church. And that's wonderful. That's great. But are we preparing ourselves for more people, more growth, more people as a church, as a facility? You know, it's kind of good to examine ourselves to see how prepared we really are to receive an increase that God will bring. Are we ready for that increase? And, you know, even as we look at our building, and we've been kind of doing that as a board, kind of marking some things that, you know, we got to start fixing some things, doing some things here. And, well, we need to do that. Are there things that need to be fixed? Are there things that need improvements? Do we have enough room? Is an addition necessary? Do we have room for the programs that are needed? Do we have enough workers to do more? How are we doing as a church? Are there new ministries that are needed? Where are we at financially? Are we at a place financially that we can step out and do some of these things? Because the scripture says, spare no expense. Get out there. Get ready for what I'm about to do. And so I really believe that God is calling us to get ready for more people. And I know we can add chairs. We got lots more chairs that we can put in here. And if we have to build, we do own that land that's next to us. That's another 26 acres of land that we have out there. Still needs to be paid for. It's getting lower and lower, under $100,000, but still needs to be paid for. Are we ready to help? Are we willing to become involved to see what God is going to do? Are we willing to change our schedules? What are we willing to do to see that harvest come in? Now, we've had great volunteers throughout the years, but I can tell you more are needed. And as God starts bringing in more and more people, new ministries will obviously start happening, and Frankly, I think all of us are just going to have to get involved. And are we willing to do that? You know, I do see new people rising to the occasions. I was talking to some people this week. They came, they saw me, talked with them. They're at a prayer meeting, and they're ready to say, how can we help? We are ready to help. And I think, man, that is good. Like, you haven't even come to church on Sunday yet, and you're already ready to help and want to help. And we need to be like that. You know, we need to be willing to do that, because new people are rising to the occasion. And as I'm watching our congregation as well, it's exciting to see them taking the opportunities, not just in church, but all around. Sometimes Sunday after a service, I know some people, we have things to do, places to go, but there's always a number of people that just kind of linger around. And interestingly, sometimes it's just conversation, but other times I observe that they're praying with one another. They're encouraging words. They're speaking words into one another. I think, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. It's not just supposed to be from the pulpit. We as a people are to be encouraging one another, lifting up one another. Hearing people share their faith. And this week I was at a store, and there was a person that I was talking to at the store, and said, you know what, I just finished talking to a person about the Lord. Think, fantastic. That's what we need to keep hearing. And I'm hearing lots of that from you, that there are opportunities are coming your way, that you're sharing your faith, not just in church, but outside where you work or where you're meeting people. And that's fantastic. And so, even in our prayer groups, just seeing those groups, more and more people coming to those prayer groups. I was kind of laughing with a person and saying, you know, I'm used to people coming to a Sunday morning for their very first time that they've ever stepped in the door of a church. I said, I'm not used to them coming to a prayer meeting to be the very first time they step into the house of the Lord. But that's happening. That is happening right now, where we're seeing people that have never attended a church are coming to a prayer meeting here, or coming to a prayer meeting in Goodfish, and they've never been in a church before. And I'm thinking, like, that's a great way to start, that they're coming to a prayer meeting. So some good things are happening there. And so I do see that God is getting us ready for more. And he wants to help us get ready. He wants to, you know, send us the right people to help, and workers for the harvest to come in. And if you're a new person here today, I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but I think God is calling you to be a part of what he wants to do in these last days right here. And that you're important. You're part of that fulfillment of what God is wanting to do. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 10, 2 and 3, it says, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs amongst wolves. I really like this admonishment, but sometimes we get this admonishment a little bit wrong. We only do it halfway. We start to pray, God, send us new people. God, send us new workers. But please note that as you go into that next verse, it's that God says, I am sending you. And so as you start praying that, you cannot pray that prayer without first saying back to yourself, God, I'm here. Send me. I'm asking for new people to come in, but I'm also saying, God, I'm willing to be a part of what you're wanting to do and what you want me to do to reach that harvest. And as we prepare to do that, will there be some sacrifices? Of course there will be. Will there be some inconveniences? You betcha there will be. Will there be some stretching? Yes, there will be. Will there be growing moments in our life? Yes, there will be. Will there be priority changes? Yes. But I'm going to tell you something, it will be well worth it. And I really believe there's a call going out to churches today to prepare themselves for growth and to be a part of that growth. And I believe that God has a call on us as Bethel to enlarge our tent, to enlarge our capacity to be involved in what God is going to do in this day. Because as there's a bigger harvest of people coming to faith, we need to prepare ourselves for that. And I don't know if you've taken notice that even in the nation of Canada, how many U.S. speakers, musicians have been coming to Canada and have been saying they're believing that God has something special for Canada. And over these past past month, there's been a lot of U.S. evangelists, preachers, songwriters, musicians that have come to this nation, and they're telling us, expect something bigger from God. And if you kind of, for those who have been here in this community for some time, look back and to think of how many people have come in this area and have told us they're believing that there's something very special about this. How many prophetic people? How many preachers? You have an evangelist that's coming next week and putting on a crusade to how to lead people to Christ, how to be more evangelistic. They're not from here. Why are they coming here? Because they're sensing that God is something very special for this place and for this area. And I believe God is telling us, enlarge your capacity to do more for God. And so, I know we've probably heard this word before, but I'm hoping it settles in your heart today as it did into mine. Enlarge your tent. Enlarge your house. Build an addition. Spread out your home. Spare no expense, for you'll be soon bursting at the seams. That's what I felt the Lord speaking into my life and my heart in that service that I was at in Moose Lake. That's what God was saying. Do that. And I do feel that for our congregation. I do feel that for this area. And I trust that you're sensing that too. I know many of you have told me the same thing. But I really believe that this is a message here for every believer, for every church right now. Because God is saying it's time to enlarge your tent, enlarge your capacity for more of God, to be used in more ways than what you're being used. God has bigger things for you. And that, you know, the past, it's past. Don't go back there. Don't settle back there. Don't be looking, well, I wish it was like the past. No, there's something bigger, something better. The glory of the latter days is going to be greater than the former days. God has something very big for you.